This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Explosions caused by a car bomb and mortars outside a school in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday killed at least 55 people and wounded more than 150. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Dozens were killed in multiple blasts at a school in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday, with many more injured. Officials say the victims were mostly female students coming out of school. Kabul has been on high alert since Washington announced plans last month to pull out all US troops by September 11, with Afghan officials saying the Taliban have stepped up attacks across the country. No group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, which Afghan President Ashraf Ghani blamed on the insurgent Taliban. A Taliban spokesman denied the group's involvement and condemned the incident.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Clashes erupted between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police outside the Old City of Jerusalem Saturday as tens of thousands of Muslim worshippers prayed at the nearby Al-Aqsa Mosque on Islam's holy night of Laylat al-Qadr. Palestinian youth threw stones, lit fires, and tore down police barricades in the streets leading to the walled Old City gates as officers on horseback and in riot gear used stun grenades and water cannon to repel them. At least 53 people were injured, according to the Palestinian Red Crescent. Israeli police said at least one officer was hurt. Tensions have mounted in the city throughout the Muslim holy month of Ramadan amid growing anger over the potential eviction of Palestinians from Jerusalem homes on lands claimed by Jewish settlers. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Maldives officials claim that Islamic extremists were responsible for Thursday's explosion that critically wounded former President Mohamed Nasheed, while police arrested two of the four suspects. Hospital officials said Saturday the 53-year-old Nasheed was conscious and no longer on breathing support, but remains in an intensive care unit after initial life-saving surgeries to his head, chest, abdomen, and limbs. Kaushal Kishore, one of the doctors at the hospital, said shrapnel damaged Nasheed's intestines and liver and was just a centimeter away from his heart.
Fortunately, it was just near the heart but did not touch the heart. However, the tissue around the heart was touched. There was a lot of bleeding inside the thoracic cavity. Around half liter of the blood was there, blood and clots.
Prosecutor General Hussein Shamim told reporters investigators still don't know which extremist group was behind Thursday's attack. Police arrested two men in connection with the bombing and released a photo of a person they said is the main suspect. No group has claimed responsibility. The operator of a pipeline that transports fuel across the U.S. East Coast says it's been the victim of a ransomware cyber attack. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Colonial Pipeline did not say what was demanded or by whom, but ransomware attacks typically involve criminal hackers who seize data and demand a large payment to release it. The companies temporarily halted all pipeline operations. Colonial Pipeline transports gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and home heating oil from refineries primarily located on the Gulf Coast through pipelines running from Texas to New Jersey, roughly 45% of all fuel consumed on the East Coast. The White House says President Biden has been briefed on the situation, and the federal government is working with state and local authorities to mitigate any potential supply issues. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Italy's Culture Ministry said Saturday that archaeologists have discovered the remains of nine Neanderthals in a cave near Rome. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Eight of the remains are dated to between 50,000 and 68,000 years ago, the ministry said in a statement. But the oldest is from much earlier, between 90,000 and 100,000 years ago. Neanderthals, the closest ancient relatives of humans, died out about 40,000 years ago. It's unclear what killed them off, though theories include an inability to adapt to climate change and increased competition from modern humans. The find occurred in Grotta Quartari, prehistoric caves that were discovered more than 80 years ago in a town around 50 miles south of the Italian capital.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.